Tell us a little bit about the amazing time slip experience of Sir Robert Victor Goddard.
Well, here we've got an absolutely impeccable witness. He was a high-ranking officer, and at the time when he had the experience, Vic Goddard was flying his Hawker Hart biplane, and this was in the 1930s, way before the Second World War. And he was flying over an airfield at a little place in Scotland called Drem. It's D-R-E-M. And it's not far from Edinburgh. And as he flew over the airfield, knowing that it had been deserted, and to the best of his knowledge was deserted, he saw that it was full of Air Force personnel who were very busy, and there were planes all over the field, and it looked as if it was in very active service. The other thing that Sir Robert noticed was that although he was flying very low in his Hawker Hart, nobody looked up towards him. It was as if they couldn't see him or hear him. Now, 4 years later, when war had broken out, he went back as a high-ranking officer on an inspection tour to make sure that all the airports that we had under his command were performing as they should because of the war emergency, and he saw the same people, the same... What had happened to him in about 1936 was that he had seen a vision of 1940. And the people were wearing the same colored uniforms, the planes had the same insignia, and 4 years earlier, when the airport had been deserted, he'd seen the same thing. Now, that to me is one of the most convincing and interesting time slip experiences, but of course it raises these huge questions about, is the future fixed? How could he see it if it wasn't there? Unless, of course, we go back to our probability track theory and say that what he visited was a probability track that became an experiential reality because war broke out and that airfield had to be put back into service.